It's Monday, October 30th, 2017. Thanks for tuning in to this special Checking In with Scandinavia episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Oslo in the summertime.
Copenhagen, it makes me feel so good.
Hey, Stockholm is where you get to know and just what it's all about.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
We got a problem with Sweden!
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Pack up your bag and come along with me. You find a brighter day. Just try it, verify it, life and love's free. In the Stockholm, Sweden way. Ba-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
What a great way to open up this year's special Checking In with Scandinavia episode of The Sounds of My Head. Elliot, that's the name of the band. He's from Sweden. And that was the song 35th Middle East Art Space in Humble Bragswick from his EP Jazz for Your Dad. Both great titles. I tell you, this guy's good at naming stuff. I think that's a great song title off a great EP. Unfortunately, the other songs on the EP aren't as good as that song. And he's only released the EP. So hopefully in the future, there's going to be a lot more Elliot and it's going to all be as great as 35th Middle East Art Space in Humble Bragswick, because I love that song. And I love that title. It's really good. This whole episode's going to be really good. We're going to feature like 11 bands from Scandinavia, one song each, just from each of the bands. So get them all in. I noticed a bunch of new music from Scandinavia that I've been wanting to put on the show. And I felt like, hey, what the hell? I'll do a whole episode just of music from Scandinavia. So here we go. We're just doing it right now. We're checking in with Scandinavia. It's going to be mostly, obviously, from Sweden, because that's how I roll. But we're going to feature some Denmark, some Norway, you know, just balance things out. But up next, we're sticking with Sweden. Sir Was is the name of the band. He's from Sweden. We're going to hear the song Falcon. Comes off the album Digging a Tunnel. Pretty great release. This is my favorite song, but I think the whole album has plenty of gems on it. So if you like this, check out the whole thing. You probably won't be disappointed. So here we go. Sir Was Falcon right now on this special Checking In with Scandinavia episode of The Sounds of My Head.
No more separation from you. All right, Mike, tell me, what is hygge?
Hygge is being consciously cozy, but it has also been described as the art of creating a nice atmosphere. It's been called the pursuit of everyday happiness. But it's about being together with the people you love. It's about relaxation. It's about indulgence. It's about good food. It's about gratitude. It's about equality. All those things mixed together is hygge.
Would you characterize hygge as a lifestyle trend or a self-help?
Actually, neither. I mean, to us Danes, hygge is part of our culture. It's part of our national DNA, perhaps the same way that Americans see freedom as inherently American.
If you think hygge just sounds like a trendy Scandinavian catch-all for all the things humans like in the dead of winter, comfort foods and ambiance, you're not wrong. Denmark consistently places first in the UN's World Happiness Report. The US, for all our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, has never cracked the top 10.
So what does America have to learn from Denmark in terms of happiness and hygge?
I think in many ways, Denmark is what the US would look like if Bernie Sanders was president. I think the most defining feature of Danish culture and life and politics is our democratic socialism, universal health care, equal opportunities for men and women, free university education, social security. At a certain point, additional income, it does not lead to improved quality of life.
You're not like
All right, let's catch up. After Sir was back there, we heard a band from Norrbotten County in Sweden. The band was Goat. The song we heard, Trouble in the Streets, off their album Requiem. Tell you what, the band, I really only wanted to play one song by each of the bands on the show so I could get a bunch in. But Goat was the hardest. I really wanted to play multiple songs because A, they have a lot of albums. B, Requiem itself has a lot of songs and a lot of them are great. And C, they're just so weird and interesting. It's like they're pulling in influences from all over the place. It's hard to pin this band down into any one thing. But I felt like Trouble in the Streets did a good job of kind of showcasing what I like most about them. So check out Goat if you liked Trouble in the Streets back there, because that song, that whole band, really interesting. Okay, then after Goat, we heard a band from Denmark, Dinner. That's the name of the band from Denmark, Dinner. And the album Nice Work, fairly recent release, we heard the song Un-American Woman. It's my favorite track off the record, but there's some other good ones too, so if you like that song, maybe look into the whole thing. Then Sounds of My Head favorites from Stockholm, the Shout Out Louds. They got a new record. It's called Ease My Mind. We heard the song Throw Some Light off that Ease My Mind record. It's a new album. It's not very good. I feel terrible about that because I love me some Shout Out Louds. But this new record, yeah, I don't know. That's just not very strong, I don't think. But Throw Some Light, that was one of the ones I liked more than most of the others. So that's what you got. After the Shout Out Louds, we heard Magic Potion, another band from Stockholm, doing the song Rest Your Skull. Came off their Rest Your Skull 7-inch, which is interesting because I learned about Rest Your Skull as a song, just, you know, as it is. And then separately, I learned about this other band called Boys from Umeå, Sweden, and their song Rabbits, which is also from a 7-inch. But it turns out they're from a split 7-inch. So these two songs that I discovered totally independent of one another are apparently from the same actual release, just a split 7-inch. So that's an interesting thing. So that's what we're going to hear next is Boys from Sweden doing the song Rabbits. That's the name of the song. And Boys, interestingly, it's all girls. But that makes sense, you know, because Sweden, they're really into the kind of gender as a concept and there's no such thing and it's fluid and, you know, whatever. I don't know. They're really into that in Sweden. So I guess it makes sense for a band of girls to be called Boys. Why not? So here we go. Boys with Rabbits from their Rabbits 7-inch, which was the B-side, or perhaps the A-side, depending on how you define it, with Magic Potion's Rest Your Skull, the last thing we heard, right here on the Sounds of My Head's Checking In with Scandinavia episode.
the most forward-thinking country in the world when it comes to questioning gender. The gender-neutral pronoun hen is now commonly used by most Swedes, and government-funded gender-neutral kindergartens often spark controversy in the foreign press. With recent victories for the trans rights movement, and more young people defining something other than male and female than ever before, I'm curious to find out what it's like to grow up without the gender binary.
We tend to divide this life spectra into two pieces, one for boys and one for girls. More often, pink is for girls and blue is for boys, when we call a boy cool and strong. And to girls, we more often say that they should be helpful, nice, cute, and we have different expectations. We take away this border and we don't separate it in boyish and girlish. We give the whole life spectra to everyone. So we are not limiting, we are just adding. We are not changing the children.
While a more gender-neutral focus in kindergartens is fully adopted by the Swedish government, even in liberal Sweden, there's no shortage of critics. Dr. Eberhard has written books on raising kids, and a recent article he wrote heavily criticized attitudes to gender in Swedish kindergartens.
Why do you disagree with the Swedish government's recommendation that schools do not reinforce gender norms?
I think it's damaging. The major problem in Sweden, I would say, is that our boys fail in school, not the girls. Our boys are committing suicide, not the girls. So the problem today in Sweden is with the boys. If you have this law that you should treat boys like hens, it implies that you should not behave like the boy you were born to be. It should not be the government who tells our kids how they should react. It should be up to them. And I would like our kids to be kids.
That's what the gender-neutral kindergarten said too.
So in that sense, we do agree, but the means of making this happen, we disagree.
In your mind, what would be a better way of doing things?
You cannot solve a problem by doing totally the opposite way. I think then you create new problems.
I think I was expecting him to be a bit more hardline. In a weird way, he kind of seemed to agree with some of the values of the gender-neutral kindergarten, that it should be up to the individual, except he doesn't think we should erase boys and girls as categories.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Boys back there, we heard Kathinka from Bergen, Norway. That was the song At Least I Tried, came off the At Least I Tried single. That's a recent release. I look forward to new exciting things from her in the future. Then we heard Cats on Fire, a band from Gothenburg or Malmo in Sweden. Sounds like my head favorites. Played them on the show several times, but not recently. It's the only thing that's not new on this episode. It's from a few years back, but I hadn't put anything on at the time that it came out, and I felt like now's the time. So we heard A Few Empty Waves. It's the most Morrissey-esque song off an album that does not shy away from being Morrissey-esque. But A Few Empty Waves. Very, very Morrissey right there. From their album All Black Shirts to Me, Cats on Fire, very good. Hope you like that song. And if you like Morrissey, maybe he's got some new stuff too, so we'll talk about that later. Anyway, then we heard Sleep Party People just before I started talking from Copenhagen, Denmark. That was the song The Missing Steps, came off their album Lingering. If you like that song, check out the whole thing. It's all a lot like that, and I think that is maybe one of the better songs. Okay, finishing up this special Checking In with Scandinavia episode of the show, Old Amica, that's the name of the band, from Sweden. We're going to hear their song Condensation. It's a new release, and it's from a single. It's just this one song, Condensation. They have other music, but this is the newest, so I think it's pretty good. And it's a good way to finish up this special Checking In with Scandinavia episode of the show. It has a nice winding things down kind of vibe. So here we go, Old Amica with Condensation, finishing up this episode of the show. Thank you. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Haxan, Ahmed Flager, version 1 and version 2, all three by Dungeon, who's from Sweden. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. In particular, you might want to check out Spotify, where there's a season 14 playlist that includes all the songs I play on the show, just in one handy place. As I release new episodes, I just add new songs to the playlist. So there's always stuff in there, and you can listen to it all, find it easily without having to listen to me talk. So there's that. Okay, if you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. I like it when people do that. You can also review the show in iTunes, or you can send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.